I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys! Now, you know Ashley Greene from the Twilight series, but in her new film, Skateland, she plays a normal flesh-and-blood girl, and she's great in it. I'll let Ashley tell you what the film is about, but I saw it at this year's South by Southwest, and it's a cross between 16 Candles and Dazed and Confused. If you like those, you're going to definitely enjoy Skateland. There's kind of a screwy audio problem, so my first question got cut off, but I asked Ashley to tell me about the movie and her character.
I play Michelle Burkham, and she is Richie Wheeler, who Shiloh Fernandez plays. This is kind of a bit of a love interest, really best friend, and Brent Burkham is my brother, and we're all this kind of trio in the film. And, you know, it's the 1980s, small town Texas, and basically it's kind of this girl in a coming-of-age film, and everyone's trying to figure out who they are and what they're doing, and I'm certainly one of those people, but I'm also one of the people that pushes Richie to kind of find himself and grasp for higher things. And, you know, she's a great character to play. She was very vulnerable but very strong. A lot of emotional ups and downs.
When you first look at a script and decide you want to do the part, how do you start going about approaching a role?
You know, the first thing is, of course, reading the script and seeing, one, if the script holds my attention, and then, more importantly, the character, and if it's, one, something I haven't played before, and something that I actually care about and that I'm passionate about. I feel like if you're reading a script and it doesn't hold your attention and you don't care about, you know, where these characters are going next and what they're doing, and you don't care what they're thinking and how they're affected, then it really shouldn't be something you're doing, because never ever do I want to be in a film where I don't care. And so I think that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, it's kind of a gut thing, and a kind of follow your heart and hopefully it works out.
You've already had a ton of success. You said you were from Florida. Mm-hmm. How'd you get your start?
I was really lucky. I mean, I guess as we all need to be in this industry, but I started out in Jacksonville when I was about 15, because I wasn't really aware that I could be an actress. You know, that option isn't really thrown out there in Jacksonville, Florida. So I fell into modeling, and I took a commercial class, and was like, hey, this is fun. So I took an acting class, and after that, I was full steam ahead. Went to New York, found Ryan Daly, who's my agent that I'm still with today, got a manager, and convinced my parents to let me graduate early and move to LA. And they did, you know, which they're incredible, is the thing. You know, they're so supportive, and I couldn't have done it without them. They shipped me out there, put me up for a year, and you know, I hit the ground running.
Did they come out with you?
My mom came out with me for 10 days, set me up with an apartment, water, power, all these things that I had absolutely no idea about. And then she left. The first year was a lot of acting classes and a lot of me figuring out who I was.
So what was your first big role in LA?
Honestly, Twilight. Yeah. Was a big, huge, lucky break. I did, you know, I went through, the first year was tons of classes and me figuring out myself. The second year was lots of auditions, a lot of people saying we like her, but she has really on a resume, and just kept feeding myself and learning, and then finally, a little into the second year, it was, I would get small, like Punked and Crossing Jordan, mm-hmm. small TV roles and really small roles in films because the directors liked me, but I wasn't a name. So, and then, you know, Twilight came along and I auditioned 5 times, forced them to put me in the movie.
What's your advice to actors?
My advice to actors is, one, if your heart's not in it, then you need to go home, because it's a tough industry. I absolutely love it and I wouldn't do anything else, but I will tell you that there are times where I go, why in the heck am I doing this to myself? You know, it's a lot of work. But, I mean, if you love it, there's nothing better in the world, and you just got to keep working at it. And I think the biggest thing is believing in yourself, because no matter how much anybody else believes in you, if you don't have, you know, that confidence in yourself, it's going to be really tough to make it.
Now, you've worked with a lot of really great, smart actors. What when you work with somebody, people like that, do you take anything from them?
Absolutely. I think that part of being a good actor is, most of being a good actor is listening and, you know, life experience. I can't tell you how many times that something will happen to me and I'm like, you know what, this sucks right now, but I can use this one day. And it's the same thing on set. You know, I worked with Michael Sheen and I just was sitting there just staring at him like, who is this man?
Because he's so incredible.
And so, yeah, I definitely sit down and pick their brain. And a lot of stuff I learn is honestly just sitting down and chatting with people. Not even about acting necessarily, just about like life and their experiences and how they deal with them.
Thanks, Ashley, and thank you for listening. As always, keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.